Okay, I'll call the monthly meeting of WPCA to order at 6:32, and we'll start with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty, and justice for all.
Okay. Can everybody see the agenda? Just want to make sure.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, roll call.
Jack Walsh.
Here.
Bob Miani.
Here.
Rose Pertisso. Kelly Curtis.
Here.
James DeMeo.
Here.
I don't read this screen first.
Okay, public portion. Is there anyone from the public that would like to talk?
Mm-hmm.
Going once. Going twice, going a third time. Okay, I'd ask for a motion to close the public portion.
I'll make a close. Second.
Okay, any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay, anyone opposed? Abstain? Okay, let's move on to the engineer's report. Rob?
Okay, first item, just general on call. We helped WPCA. We developed design drawings for replacement of pump number one at the treatment plant. It's the main pump station that all the city of Derby flow goes to, and it's pumped through the plant. So pump number one needed to be replaced, and we developed those drawings, and I believe they're under the order. This pump replacement could be considered referendum work, because I mean, it was originally intended to be replaced if the task for pump treatment plant upgrade that's in the referendum was to move forward. This pump would be part of the solution, so it just has to be. It needed to be replaced and accelerated while we're going through the evaluation process, but so you may want to consider that as funded through the referendum. That's okay. Out there.
You know, the only thing I would say, you know, we have bills to pay, so I think we have to pay them. And yep. You know, we don't have a joint meeting. So I think we, when it comes time, we need to vote on that and make, you know, maybe make part of the motion is that we're paying the bill now, but we'd like the approval of the infrastructure committee to make it part of the referendum. So when we get there, we can talk about that. But, you know, I don't like to delay paying bills when we know they're legitimate bills. But it's a question that requires both committees to approve it under the referendum. So this way we would pay the bills, but acknowledge that we'd like it to be part of the referendum.
Okay. Second item is the facilities plan. No really movement on that. Other than I've heard there's going to be some retirements at the state. The folks that people that are reviewing our facilities plan may not be there for too long. I don't know. So I think that's public knowledge. Folks are retiring there.
I think we can talk about that more later when we talk about regionalization.
Yeah. Route 34, there was a utility coordination meeting at City Hall last week. At that meeting, we asked, when's construction going to start? They're still developing a schedule. They anticipate having a schedule available in April. They will be mobilizing in April, possibly starting in May. But we have they're having pipe availability issues right now, so we're working through that.
And you know, I've seen them doing survey work on Main Street. Last week and again this week. So there is some work going on.
Yes, the UI has a lot of work to do up front, and they got to relocate poles. What's on the critical path right now is the relocation of utility poles. So I understood from that meeting, and I think they were marking out curbing, or should be marking out curbing, so they can locate the poles, so they can move all the utilities, all the UI facilities.
And they are also back. UI is back doing utility work on the Derby Shelton Bridge. They started again this week on that part too.
Oh, it's moving. It's moving.
Yeah.
The third item is CMOM. The WPCA is collecting that data. We did submit a proposal, I guess that's later on, to help with that. We can talk about that afterwards. II removal, we're at phase four. We had the pre-construction meeting. We've processed all the shop drawings. The materials should be on order. They're anticipating construction lining to start first week of April. We've looked at their pre-notification forms. I think Ed's gonna have that put up on the website as well, so people know. It's only one street this time, Krakow Street, but still, let everybody know that there's going to be activity on the collection system.
Let me have Ed jump in quickly and give you an update on that.
All right, so I emailed Mr. Garofalo this morning, and I added the attachment of that into it, asking if you could put it on the city website. I also posted onto the WPCA Facebook page about that 24-hour notice. Or I'm sorry, the 7-day notice. And I also posted about the I&I phase four that we're doing.
Okay, now do you also email, send letters to the homeowners in that area?
It will be an actual door hanger. They will be, okay. They will get a post, okay. They'll get notified physically.
Okay. Just want to make sure to keep everybody on our good side.
Yep, 1 week and then one day before. Phase five, we submitted a proposal to do the next phase. It'll be a lining project in subareas 8 and 10, which is predominantly where most of your infiltration is, east side of the city. We will select the actual pipe segments with the WPCA as they're doing their CMOM CCTV inspection, and based on what's in the report, the SSES report.
Okay, we've got that on the agenda later in the meeting as well. So,
and the last one is the GIS assistance. We could talk about that later.
Okay, yeah, that's on later.
That's it.
And that is on the agenda for later.
Yeah. Okay. And then we have, these are bills to pay. So we'll talk about that after. Any questions for Rob? Okay. Hearing none. Let's move on. Approval of the minutes. What's your pleasure?
Make a motion to approve the minutes.
Okay. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained? Okay, minutes are approved. Approval of bills. Rotate the view so you can see it here. Okay, they're all in your packet. Let's see. This first one, they're... a bunch of bills, total amount is $6,107.678. And you can see the biggest item there, it's always a big one, is Singaro. And then we've got Weston and Sampson. And then were those two? Let me see. No, it wasn't those two. Those are something else. Okay. What's your pleasure?
Motion to pay.
Do I have second. Second by James? Okay. Any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained? Okay. Then we've got much more here for $40,202.21. And UI is a big one on this one. What's your pleasure?
Make a motion to pay.
Okay. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Okay. Any discussion? All's in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained? And Marcy, do we have these two to pay also?
Yes, we have to pay those.
Okay, so, and again, these were in your packet under the engineer's report. And there are two bills here. One is for $4,335. And the second one is for $880 to Wesson and Sampson.
I'd say motion to pay with the approval of the Oversight Committee.
Are these two with the for that? No, I don't think so. These are general services, right, Rob?
Yeah, the first one, the 4,000 one, the one before this one, that I believe is for, that's when they helped us spec out the new pump at the plant.
Right. So these Kelly, these are our bills. They're not part of the referendum. So.
But I thought that's what we were just talking about.
Included
with the cost of the pump because they helped spec it out. So that would be a referendum.
Oh, okay. All right. I'm sorry. Yeah, I do see that down here now. Yeah. Okay.
And the second one, it appears to be for referendum also.
Correct. The first one definitely is. The second one, it's your call. I would recommend you put it to the referendum. And
all right, so again, Kelly's motion still is good. We're paying the bills. Okay, we got a second. Any further discussion? Okay, all is in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained? You know, I don't know where that committee's going. I think they're keeping it. I was on a couple of Zoom calls and they asked me and I said, look, I think it's a good idea to have more eyes looking at things, and it's your committee anyways. It's not our committee. So, the only thing I said is that, you know, if you're going to have a committee, you got to make sure it meets. That's not our obligation to make sure. That's their obligation. So hopefully they'll get that straightened out because they're short members too. And I haven't got any new members appointed.
Jack, as far as I'm concerned, it's a waste of time, and I'd like the record to show that. I've been on that committee for 5 years, and there isn't even a complete committee right from the get-go. So I agree with you. It's good to have a bunch of eyes, but this has been a waste of time and nothing but a headache for the past 5 years.
Right, but again, it is, you know, we can put that on the record, but it is their committee, not ours.
Okay, well, I'm part of it, so I want it on the record.
I totally agree. Very frustrating at times. And Kelly, you got it both ways.
It's a joke, is what it is.
Yeah. Okay, let's move on to the finance reports. You know, look, I'm not even going to waste your time tonight. Okay? I'm not going to waste any more time on it. I'm just going to ask you to reject it out of hand. I do want to give you an update a little bit first. You know, let me come over here first. Oh, no, I got the wrong one. The second one down, the sewer construction. Okay. This is the amount that was in the referendum. That's where this money is coming from. Okay. And this was never part of WPCA. Okay, it was never part of WPCA. When the city set it up, okay, the city took care of it. They handled all the bookkeeping on it, all the check writing. We did our part with approving the expenditures, et cetera, with the infrastructure committee. Agatha took over, and her thing, and I think she was probably right, is that it should have been part of WPCA from the beginning, but it wasn't. And my thing, and I said it here and I said it there with everybody. Okay, if it's correct that we do it, that's fine. But we need a full accounting of everything that took place before we're taking over. And then we need to make sure everything we do is correct to this point. Well, you know, these line items, these account numbers were added to our chart of accounts. And this line item, when it was added, I think in November, December, had $4 million in it. Okay. Now I'm going to go down. I'm going to go all the way down to the report. I'm going to come down to these line items here. Okay. You'll notice all these were not part of our budget. Okay. We never approved them. We didn't have anything to do with it back when we set our budget last year. Okay. And you can see in here the capital outlay, there are these financial and legal fees, and then the big one. And again, nothing wrong with this. It was approved. We approved it with the infrastructure committee. They're all legitimate fees, okay? But as you'll see down here, they're part of our expenditures for the year, but there's no revenue to support it, okay? Come back to revenue, there's no line item showing us getting that money. All right. So I was talking to Walt today about this and trying to figure out, you know, where is it? Okay. And again, I don't think there's anything wrong. Everything was done and the bills were paid, but the accounting on this is terrible. Okay. You know, the amount was reduced, from 4 million to whatever it is, which was the 2.8 that we paid. You can see where it is, but the revenue is not there. Now, Marcy was great. Marcy ran the whole financial run, and I was trying to look through it, and I can't see where it went, okay? I think this is really just a bookkeeping thing that the whole transaction wasn't entered, but I don't want my name associated with this anymore. Okay, I'm sick and tired of it. The numbers have got to be correct, especially when we're talking about millions of dollars. So I didn't even get into the other parts of this. I called Walt today again, trying to get some help with this because, you know, Agate is not around. And then he started asking me questions about a couple of other accounts. Okay, and you know, he gave me the account numbers, and there's one that's got $2 million in it. Okay. And as I'm thinking about this, I think this account that he gave me the number for, because it's not on ours, I think that's where the rest of the cash is left from the money that was borrowed. Okay. So my point is, they've got to get all this straightened out. We should never accept another report until it is straightened out. We'll do our due diligence and pay bills the way they're supposed to be paid. But we just can't have this anymore. So I would ask for a motion again to reject the financial report.
I'll make a motion to reject the financial report.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
Okay, discussion. Look, you don't have to agree with me. You can say he's nuts. But
no,
I'm comfortable.
No, I do actually agree with you, because there are a couple other line items that you didn't even mention that I saw that bothered me too. You know what I mean? So they're just everywhere.
Yeah.
Can I ask a question there? We trying to figure out from long distance here what the heck's going on. We don't have a finance director. These numbers are, to me, they look all screwed up. Isn't there an auditor, somebody auditing the books now, since we're in this limbo, or there should be an auditor? An auditor. I mean, you're cooking the books here. We're going to get a new cook. That's all it's going to be, unless we get an audit.
Well, the audit is going on right now. Okay, so maybe. I have more to say about that later on, because that, the audit is actually holding us up. The audit should have been completed in December, okay? They had to get extensions in January and February, and now they're trying to get it done by the end of March, okay? Most of that doesn't have anything to do with us, okay? But the, you know, we do have some issues with trying to get numbers from them. Again, I'll talk about that later. But Bob, you're correct. At the end of the day, when that audit comes out, the audit should tell the whole story and recommendations that should be made. You know, one of the problems we've got is the timing of this. We're talking about items here that are not part of that audit. Okay, the audit ends on June 30th of last year. Okay, so these figures won't be audited till later. Yet, at the same time, there were changes made to our financial report that are really based on things that, you know, Agnew is saying should have been done previously. For example, putting those funds on our chart of accounts. Okay, they weren't on there. Go back and look at October. You won't see them on there. They were added, you know, in November and December. And again, with all good intent. But, you know, to me, those numbers should have been based on final audited figures. Just what I was saying before, wanted a full account before we took it over. So that's where we stand. And you'll hear more about the audit later in the meeting. We talk about the
privatization. Are you saying, Jack, are you saying there's an audit that's not going to be current, up to date? They're doing an audit for last year or what?
It will be up to date, Bob. The audit is for the fiscal year, okay? The most recent fiscal year ended on June 30th, 2021. That's what's being audited now, okay? So when that report is finally released in the next few weeks, that will be saying, as of June 30th, 2021, these figures have been audited as correct, okay?
That doesn't help us today.
No, it doesn't.
We got a bond issue here, $30 million, that somebody's responsible for. And yeah, the numbers don't look like they balance here at all.
I think the numbers will balance, but I don't think they have balanced. Look, how many times have you heard me complain at those joint meetings at infrastructure for the last few years that I wanted to see a financial report that was up to date? Okay?
Yeah.
That's what we need.
Exactly, yeah. Okay. But with all the turbulence going on in the finance section, who's going to do that? I mean, if there's a problem with the numbers, we can't have the same people that caused the problem try to correct the numbers.
Right. Well, I think at this point, I think we have to wait for the audit to be completed and then for the city to accept or reject the audit, probably accept, and act on whatever recommendations come out of the audit. And, you know, it's an interesting thing that WPCA is a separate organization in some ways, and legally is, but we're not really totally separate. You know, with the way the books are kept and everything else, the way the pensions are done, the way the contracts are done, there's interaction. So I think when they get through the audit, we have to sit down and get this all straightened out. And I've had several conversations with Walt about that, because he recognizes we have to get it straightened out. But there's a lot going on that's beyond our purview right now. So I think the only way that we can, you know, signal our discontent is by rejecting the financial report. So any other questions or comments?
No.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? Okay, the report is rejected. Superintendent's report, Ed?
Okay. All right, we responded to a total of 25 call before you dig tickets with two emergency tickets, responded to a total of two call outs with no emergency call outs this month. The average flow for February was 1.34 million gallons per day with a total flow of 38 million gallons per day and a max flow of 4.9 million gallons a day. Our average total nitrogen was 85 pounds per day. Our limit is 71. We happen to be over because of the issues we had in the beginning of the month. Our average effluent BOD is 13.3 milligrams per liter. We're permitted for anything up to 30. Average suspended solids is 8 milligrams per liter. And again, we're permitted for anything up to 30. Average turbidity was 4.7. On the maintenance side, our internal mixed liquor pump 2 is out of service and sent out for repair. Our backup pump was installed and running. Due to a short in the feed wire, a temporary electrical line was purchased and installed to run the internal mixed liquor pump number 2. In the spring, we will need to excavate and install a new conduit and properly run the new electrical feed for the mixed liquor pump. And wouldn't you know it, the other one just went. So
I saw a bunch of environmental trucks parked down there today. Was that something bad?
No. That's we with the grit chamber and the clamshell issues. We had discussed this about a year ago, as opposed to looking at putting in a new building for a new grit system or fixing the crane, we decided that we would just go with the best case scenario, and that is to have McVac come out and take the tank down. We would take the tank down and they would just clean it out for us. So that way, every couple of months, every 6 months, we got it on a schedule. They come out, they do the wet well cleaning, the grit chamber, and then they do all the four pump stations for us.
Oh, that's good to hear. I got very nervous this morning as I drove by. Okay.
In general, as Bob had mentioned, we ordered the new HOMA pump for raw sewage. It is a 6 month lead time. We ordered the three new ACS VFD drives for the raw sewage pumps. Those are about a 12 week lead time. There's a couple quotes that I want to go over with everybody. We have a quote for the camera truck power crane for the GIS, which Bob was mentioning before. And then we have our annual Duke's root control maintenance with quote. The 14 by 42 by 17 foot shelter cove for our sludge dumpster arrived. We ordered it almost a year ago and it finally came in. On a good news, Sean Green passed his class 1 exam on his first shot. So now we are fully licensed and operational. We are still short one operator. We never hired for the person that left last summer or the end of last summer. We do have an intern. He's been working with us for about the past 4 months, and he is an environmental science major. We like him. He likes us. So there's a good chance we may try to work something out when he graduates college in the springtime.
Okay.
Would be a great candidate. And then the update for the task force to address private inflow. I know that was something that you were working on with Walt, and then it just kind of came to a complete halt thereafter.
Yeah, right now it's, last month we talked about it, that the attorney said we can't use those funds. And that's what we hope to do, but we can't do that. So I'm not sure what to say at this point. Really, I'm not. I'm at a loss. The only thing I could say is this would be a long shot, but if we finish the audit and we're in good shape, which I think we are going to be anyways, but if we're in really good shape and we have strong reserves, we might try to do what we were thinking about doing with the ARPA money and set up kind of some kind of a system. But right now, I don't have anything more to add on this.
Well, what is good about it is There's a few different people I had talked to when they said that they were able to use ARPA funds for this exact same thing in their community. Yeah. So by us talking about it and you having that discussion with Walt, when I do my annual report that goes to the EPA, I'm going to put that in there. And that'll be something I'll be able to talk to them about to see if they have more of a familiarity with it, if that is something that we can use going forward.
Yeah, the funds will still be around. I mean, the city has to make a decision, but right now our hands are tied by that decision. And actually, I don't know if you sent it to me, Ed, or if I saw Middletown, I think, was the one that was using the funds from ARPA. Yes. And I did send that out. I'm not the one that sent them, but. Yeah, I did send that on to Walt and whatnot, so we'll see what happens. But you know, at some point, it's an issue that's still out there. Not an easy one, but it does take money to get it fixed. Whether that money is loans, or whether people are going to have to pay for this themselves, it's a scary thought, but. You know, I'd say right now it's on hold. It's on hold. Tried the best I could, but just didn't work. It's very frustrating.
Absolutely.
All right. Do you want to talk about, is this what you were talking about before?
Yes, there's the three of them. This is the first one. This is the quote for the camera truck power crane. So when we bought the truck, we originally didn't think we were going to need the power crane because I think it was about 30 pounds lighter the camera was than the previous one. So as the guys were out and working, I'm starting to notice a lot of sore backs, especially the end of last year, because now they're going down 20, 30 feet, two guys holding the camera and kind of slowly lowering it down. I think it's a good idea to put it on. It's proprietary, so it's really the only option we can go with. We priced out a couple of other cranes that weren't even power ones, and we came up with pretty much the same exact cost. So in the doing our due diligence for safety concerns, I think it'd be something that, you know, we should get. We do have the money for in our collection system maintenance, which is what I would put it under. So I'd like to see if we can have some sort of an approval to get that.
The amount is under what has to go out the bid?
Yes.
Okay. All right, does anyone want to make a motion here?
I'll make a motion. Yeah, to approve the quote for the power crane.
Okay, and I think, Bob, I heard you make the second.
I'll second it.
Okay. You know, any further discussion? You know, it's nice that we're cleared on workers' comp because we invested in things before that are paying off now. So, you know, I would be in favor of this as well. So any other comments, discussion? Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, opposed? Abstain? Okay, motion is carried.
So do I have to get approval when I pay that bill? Over 5,000, or could I consider this approval?
Consider this the approval.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Next item on the, you have anything else, Ed?
I did. I had the GIS quote and then the Duke's root control quote.
Okay.
This is for the GIS. This is the second phase of the GIS system that we had discussed last year. So the first section of this was to get the GIS up and running and installed, which we have. It's great. We use it all the time. Now we're just trying to make it a little bit easier for everyone to use and to make it more manageable. So Bob quoted us out for all the things that we need to be able to write the reports, and our reports go right into a tabulation on the GIS. So that way we can do everything from the GIS system on the iPads that we have, reports, everything goes in there and it makes it nice and easy. Because right now we can see where everything is, but we can't add any notes or or upload any reports to the GIS so we know where what we did is.
So I'm assuming this would include videos as well as reports. Like if you did a camera, you can drop it in that area.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So this was the second stage, which we had budgeted for last year for this year. I would also like to say that Bob gave us a quote prior and then he talked about it a little bit more and he was able to bring down the price for us. So thank you, Bob.
Welcome.
Again, someone want to make a motion?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Yeah, again, I think this makes us more efficient in the long run. And I think we've made some great strides in that area as well. Even as we're delayed with some other things that we don't have any control over. I would be in favor of this.
It makes it, like you said, much more efficient because when we camera align, when we jet it, when we camera it, we can actually take that video, upload it to that exact location. And now if it's a sewer line on 34, you know, from manhole A to manhole B, all we have to do is click on that section. The report comes up, the manhole inspection form comes up, or we could even click on the video and look at the video for that one section, as opposed to separately writing reports in Excel and then just keeping track of everything.
Yep. Somebody comes in, they want to make a connection. You can see where all the connections already are in the line.
Absolutely.
Yep. Okay. Any other comments? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained? Okay. We'll get that done.
All right. And then the last one I have is for the Duke's root control. We do this every year. It's part of our CMON program.
Yeah. Give me a second here. I've got to bring that up.
Sure.
Maybe I did. Wait a minute. Marcy, you sent that to me today.
She sent it on Monday.
Yeah, I got to go back and find it. I thought I saved it, but maybe I didn't. Oh, here it is. Okay.
All right. So last year, I think we did the same thing. We did it through HGAC buy program, which is vetted by the state. So we got the state rate prices. I think last year was around $9,200. This year we're going to do a little bit more because we have some locations that expired and it's good for 2 years. And if you get within that 2 years and you do it, then it's good for an additional 5 years thereafter. So that's the way that Lindsay had it set up. And that's what we've been doing. This year just happens to fall on a year that we have some trying to do a little bit of catch up. And again, we do have it in the budget.
Okay. Someone want to make a motion?
Make a motion. Pay that bill.
Okay. Do I hear a second?
I'll second it, Bob.
Okay, any further discussion? I just have one question. About a year or two ago, Rick Dunn, I think it was in one of our meetings, talked about some of the lines up around Osmondale State Park. Does anyone remember that? Did we ever look at those lines? Find out more about that. He was very worried that they were totally neglected, but I think it also referred to the brush around it. So, it's not important for this. So,
what we can do is I will, when we start our completion of our CMOM for this year, we still have we're only about halfway through it right now. Once we get out and do the jetting and the TVing, I'll put Osmondale Park on the schedule, so that way we will go out there and take a look to see how it is if it hasn't been done in a while.
Okay. Okay.
I got a question there, Jack.
Go ahead.
For Ed, I guess, the root control, is that something we need to go back and line the pipe, or is that it's going to come right back in? I'm not sure. What are they doing actually with the root control, besides chopping the root out, I guess?
Well, what it is a chemical that gets put in, and it kills the roots from coming back. So it's good for 2 years, and then the roots can start to grow back after that. I don't think we've looked into lining any of those, but that certainly is not a bad idea.
Maybe okay, we're always have a new phase coming up for that, so you can include it in another phase.
Absolutely. Bob, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, sometimes if a line is recommended to be lined and it has a root problem, we would hit it with the root control with Duke's and wait about 3 weeks and then line the pipe. If it has a root problem, not every source segment has root problems, and the ones that do are repetitive, because all you can really do is treat it with this chemical, kill it for a little while, but when you have the vegetation there, it's going to find its way back to this infinite source. So if it's an II issue, then yeah, you can couple this with doing lining projects, but this, what's the cost of this? It's usually $1 a foot, or I don't know how many feet are we doing here? A couple bucks a foot. It's usually relatively inexpensive. But yeah, we can couple that with a lining project if the videos show that there was a root issue problem.
Can you do spot lining, Rob? In other words, wherever the root is, rather than reline the whole mile length of pipe, if it's only 20 feet where the roots are, could they actually line that area?
If the roots are coming in, they're probably at the joints. So you could right. You can test and seal joints in those areas, which is a less expensive than lining the entire pipe. Just basically regrouting each specific joint. That's more expensive than root control. So the least expensive thing is root control, like this chemical, and then test and seal, and then lining.
I'm going to put it to bed every 2 years and come back at it. But that still might be the least expensive way of doing it.
Well, okay. It's every 2 years just to do different areas. Right? Am I right, Ed? You're doing
yes,
every 2 years, you're doing a different section. So you may not get back to that section for 10 years, maybe even
then
more.
The roots are growing in 2 years, though. My understanding is it keeps the roots out for about 2 years, as Robin just mentioned, I thought. Unless I'm mistaken.
Well, right now, I believe, according to our root control list, we're about 28 to 30,000 linear feet that we have on our list. So that would be a big lining project to do. But I like Bob's idea. So what we can also do is we can CCTV the list that we have for the root control and see if there's anything that can be done.
Well, I think you eventually have to tackle them all, but you can't do them all at once. So I think we have to do the most efficient and cost-effective way of doing that. You know, I would leave that up to you, but I think Bob raised some good questions. I mean, you don't want to go in and spend money that's going to be wasted in 2 years, but you know, you'll find out the details as you go in. You know, when you're doing it, you'll find out. Maybe it is just going to the joints and that would fix it, and maybe it's not. I don't know, but it is a good point. It is a good point to consider.
Absolutely is.
Okay. Any other discussion items? All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained? Okay, we're doing that. All right, now let me come back. I think I have the, well, we had the other one first. Is this Derbyshire here that I've got up?
Yes.
Okay. I see you want to talk about this quickly, Marcy?
Yeah, yes. We had this account. It was delinquent since 2018. It's 5 Derbyshire condo. The bill was going to Milford. What happened was the old owner who these people were renting from lived in Milford. So they must have taken, we changed the name, but not the address. So it never, she says the bills for all these years have not gone to the condo. So what happened was it went to Attorney Marino for foreclosure. So when the sheriff delivered the warrant, the son was home and she was upset because the son was upset, I guess. But they didn't even know about, they claimed they didn't know about the bill all this time. And if it, the bill was not going to them. So they did pay the $2,610. Oh, that's, well, that's the Marino bill. That's what it cost us, legal fees that I'm going to pay out of our account. We have money in the account. So we're going to pick up that bill, $776. But she wants, okay, she would like, she's asking that the board forgive the interest and the lien fee, which is interest is $822.77 and the lien fees are $144. She did come in with a check to pay the whole bill except for interest and lien. So she did pay the $2,610.79.
Okay. But again, she was correct that the bills didn't go to her. They went to the former.
Milford. Yes.
Hold on a minute. Can I ask something?
Yes.
I understand you said something about their renting and the owner moved to Milford?
They were renting the condo from the previous owner who lived on Sunnyside Court in Milford.
Okay, so, but the owner is responsible. Not a renter, right? How do you have a renter?
No, they, well,
unless they bought it.
The owner did, they, it was paid up when the owner had it. So when the Dorias took over.
When they took over, they bought it?
They bought it. Yes, they bought it.
Oh, okay. So they got a new owner. Okay.
Yes, yes. Okay. But the name changed, but not the address. So right. They never got the bills. So it is our mistake.
Who gives a change of address? Weren't they responsible for giving you the new address or whatever?
No, what usually happens is when the attorney files the deed, we get the changes from Mark.
Right.
And I don't know what happened. This one, the name got changed, but not the address. So, I mean, these things happen.
But they, I mean, look, they didn't raise a fuss. They came in and paid the bill right away, right?
True. Yes.
No. My opinion, I would forgive it. You know, if part of this was on our end and they didn't get the bill and, you know, they own up to paying it and came in immediately.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they didn't cause any trouble, didn't give you a hard time on the phone or anything.
No, very nice on the phone, very understanding.
But it's up to the committee. What's your pleasure?
I think you paid a bill. They paid their portion of the bill. That, well, I don't know what the other charges are. Who pays the other charges, the lawyer or anybody else?
And normally in a normal foreclosure, it's added on to their bill, but because it was our mistake, they feel that they shouldn't be charged for the fees, the attorney fees, because if they had known, they would have paid it. So
no, I agreed with that, but I don't know. Doesn't make sense to me how that goes on. It doesn't get them covered. Anyway.
Well, we need a motion one way or the other.
I make a motion. We waive the fees to the owner because we sent the bill to some other address, incorrect address.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain. Okay, you can let them know, Marcy.
Okay.
Just out of curiosity, do they get reimbursed that money or that just credit toward next year? How do you handle something like that? I'm just curious.
They didn't pay it. So right. We're just not going to collect it from them.
Oh, they didn't pay it. Okay. All right, I got you.
They came in and paid the amount due, not the additional fees that we're waiving.
All right. I misunderstood. Okay, thank you.
Marcy.
Yes.
How do you normally get the addresses? Like, does it come from the assessors though? Or is it just when deeds are filed?
Usually when the deeds are filed, we get copies of all the transfers. We get them and the tax office gets them. The assessors gets them too, and they do all the transfers in their computer. But we have this thing that's called a bridge, and we really never did it. It's available through this GEM system. And we could bridge, which will change all our stuff when the assessor does it. So I think we're going to start doing that because we always used to do it manually. We would get a stack of papers, the tax office would, and we would just change each deed, the owner on for each deed as it came in.
Yeah, I mean, that would make the most sense to me because that's where, you know, the city's sending all their taxes and everything else, and they have to keep that mailing address up to date. Yeah. So instead of us doing extra work, if we can just piggyback off of their work, that makes a whole lot of sense to me.
Yeah, the only thing is, there was a reason why. I don't remember why we didn't do it. We have a lot of account numbers that are not the same as the assessor. Like say in a shopping plaza, they have that whole plaza under one list number. And a lot of these stores get billed individually for their sewer. So that means I have to really watch because, yeah. You know, if something changes there, I have to make sure that all the stores are changed and, you know, just stuff like that. We have just extra list numbers that they don't have.
I think the software developer should be able to come up with an answer for that because we can't be the only city that has that problem. You know,
I
would think the software developer should have that as part of their system.
Yeah, we'll have to. I haven't done it yet. I have a batch that we have to bridge now. So when I get a chance to do it, because I'm in the middle of collection still, but maybe next week sometime I'll start working on the bridge and see how it looks.
Or even the water company, because the water company sends us their meter readings, correct?
Yes, that's a totally separate thing. The water company, I'm going to start working on that too, actually, because for billing, we've just got the Aquarian water consumption. Now we're waiting on the Regional Water Authority, their consumptions. But we bridge into our accounts the consumption, and that works well. But this changing of the deeds is something new that we're going to start, and we'll just have to keep an eye on it.
Marcy, do you know if the assessors have the correct address?
They do. I just pulled it up while we were talking, so they currently do.
They got the right name and address. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, that information is online.
And I checked that we never got any mail return either. So, you know, that's a we look at that too when we get mail returned, but this mail was, we never received anything back for this address.
That's because the person living there just threw it away.
Probably, yeah.
Okay, let's go on to the other one, Derbyshire.
That was the Derbyshire.
That was this one. Okay, wait a minute then.
But I do have a question about another account for 193 Smith Street. She overpaid her bill for $257. I was talking to her yesterday. And I just want permission to send her her refund of $257.
Someone want to make that motion?
I'll make a motion to return the overpaid balance.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
Opposed? Abstain. Okay. 22 O'Sullivan's Road. I'm missing that somehow. Oh, no, there it is. There it is. Okay. Ed, do you want to go through this one?
Muted.
Gets me every time. Do you guys want me to go through it real quick?
No, just give us a conclusion because, we've had this before.
Okay. So here's the full report. I don't know if anyone had a chance to read it or not, but pretty much a quick overview is Mrs. Davis at 22 O'Sullivan Road reached out to Marcy, who reached out to Jack and then myself about getting some sort of a credit on her usage bill. She had some power washing done at her house one day, and the water usage that day was pretty close to 4,000 gallons for power washing her house. She's looking for some sort of credit because none of that water went back into the sewer system to be treated. So I did a full-on investigation, and I feel bad for her, but it's really the decision of the board whether or not they want to issue a credit at all, or if for how much.
What would that number of gallons translate to in terms of dollar savings?
How many gallons do you have here?
I think it was 3,800. If you go up a little bit.
3,740.
You know, you're gonna open up a big Pandora's box if you start adjusting bills on everybody, filling their pool, washing their house, watering the lawn. I mean, she should have had it done in this is my opinion. She should have had it done in the summertime when we don't use those months for consumption.
Sounds to me like the garden hose was left going while they were filling the tank.
Yeah, I went around to the property. I walked the property with her. That's one thing I wanted to check to see if there was a pool, if there was any spots, outside. I even asked if they came with a tank. Did they fill up a tank before they left? And she said, no, they just came with, a van, dropped a couple guys off with the power washer. She connected the hose and that was it. So it's...
What's her normal usage on an average day?
She didn't give me a printout to keep, but I remember it was minimal. She, as a retired woman who lives alone, and I know it was minimal. So she did
raise a good point, though. I have to admit that. Maybe we could put some guidance on the website for this for people so that if they're going to have this stuff done, they do it in an appropriate time frame. I don't know.
How do we know that 3,800 gallons of water was used for power washing? It sounds like an awful lot of water.
It's a very lot of water. She gave me a breakdown of the water bill, or she showed me, she didn't give me. And she had a very high consumption starting at 11 a.m. and it went until 3 p.m. It was astronomical compared to what the other hours of the day were. You saw it go up, and then around noon it spiked, and then it started to come back down, but it was still pretty high. When I talked to a couple contractors, I asked them, you know, does this sound right that they would use this much water to power wash a house? He says, it's not likely, but you never know with the age of equipment, anything like that, that they're using. So it's really hard to say, but it seems like an awful lot to me. I could power wash my whole house with 40 gallons.
Right.
Oh, something's not right there. It seems like the company she had power washing had some other use for water. I don't know.
You know, when I had made that mention that it was very high, even with what I looked into, she was very defensive. You know, she's this company for it's a local company. She's used them for a long time, and she really likes them.
So she must have had that same usage on previous power washing. She have bills for the dealer?
She didn't show me any other bills, but she did say that she does get it done every 3 to 5 years.
Marcy, would you have a record of her bills for the last?
I have her consumption. I don't have any.
That's what I mean. That's what I mean. To see.
Yeah. If you want to table it, I could get them for you for the next meeting if you like.
Yeah, I think that would be helpful to see if this was an aberration or if it's something normal. But I think it's a good idea for us to maybe also post something on the website and whatnot in the future, just as guidelines for people. I don't want to say recommendations, just guidelines for things that could impact your bill in a negative way so that they understand this. I would entertain a motion to table.
Yeah, I'll make a motion to table this till next month.
Do I hear a second? Again, it's a motion to table.
I'll second it.
Okay, any further discussion?
I think we should potentially also look into that. I'd rather this stuff not come after the fact. You know, I don't know if it's worth it for us to look into if somebody's going to be using these high water usage things to notify us, you know, of what they're going to do to prove that, oh, hey, this isn't, you know, I don't want my bill to be affected. So let me, you know, submit something in writing from, from like the contractor saying, yeah, we're going to be there on this date. And this is approximately how many gallons we're going to use. You know what I mean? I'd rather come in front than behind.
Yeah. Cause we need consistency and, you know, we can't put Marcy on the spot every time with this, but it would be ideal to have some guidelines for people. And then it's up to them to follow the guidelines or you pay the price. So.
Yeah.
All right, so we just have a motion to table for now. So all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? Okay. Okay, let's see.
Hey, Jack, just on that, just to not belabor it, but you would think that whoever the doing the power washing, if they're going to use 3,800 gallons, it behooves them to tell the owner, alert the owner. It looks like they took advantage of this lady.
Yeah, I think they should tell people if it's going to have a big impact on your bill. Yeah, so
if you're going to spend $3,000 on your water and $200 for the power wash. It doesn't make sense.
Garden hose is left open.
What I will say is that I called about four different companies, including the company she used. And, sometimes I got voicemails and I left the voicemail telling them who I was. And, you know, I was just looking for some information. I did the same thing with the company that she used. And they're the only people that never called me back.
Well, look, at the end of the day, we've been customer friendly. You know, we'll have to make our decision based on what's best for WPCA, but they can't say that we didn't pay attention to it. You know, that we're examining it and we're being customer friendly, as we should be. But to some limit, I mean, this goes over and above what you would, the amount of time that Ed put into this. So do appreciate your effort on this, Ed.
Thank you. And I think
it's Marcy too.
I would like to say that it's a very good idea what you guys were proposing. I think, you know, doing our due diligence, if we were to put a mailer out with our next bill, posting something or writing something up that says, if you want to do such things, filling up your pool, power washing your house, do it during these months. Every town is different in which, you know, they don't account for the summer months for watering and stuff like that. Put that in with the next bill, so that way people see it. We've reached out to everyone that we have. We post it on the website. That way, like James said, you're getting out in front of it. It gives people a little bit of an understanding what we're looking for, and it's up to them and at their discretion to notify us of what they're going to be doing. I think that makes it a lot easier.
You know, I had my house power washed last year. I'm going to have to go back and see if I saw a spike in usage, because...
What if you paid the bill?
I always pay my bill. Always pay my bill. Right, Marcy?
Right.
But I, you know, I never looked at to see if I had a spike in usage, but I don't think I did. So, all right, let's go on to old business. Regional study update. You know, this is another thing that I've reached the end of the line on. Okay. You know, they had the public meeting. Nothing's happened since. I've spoken to people in Ansonia. And just last week, I happened to notice that the COG was meeting last Friday. Okay. And this little serendipity, I ran into Mayor Loretti at a Chamber of Commerce function at 8 o'clock. And I thought he might be going to the COG meeting. So I mentioned to him, I said, hey, could you get them to do something here one way or the other? I don't care what it is, but where are we going with this? And I was really surprised, because I did happen to log on to the meeting of the COG, because it was a Zoom meeting. And Mayor Loretti showed up for the meeting and he raised the issue. And Rick was quite upset, saying, I don't know where this is coming from, because the report is done. It's up to the cities. Well, I'm not doing it anymore. Okay. The word is it's done. The, you know, as far as I'm concerned, and I said it at that meeting in January, it's up to the chief elected officials now. We've done everything we were supposed to do, but we don't have the numbers we need to make a decision. So that's my report. I'm not doing any more on this. I'm done. So, and I feel bad about that. It's $1.3 million, and the only ones that made out on this are the consultants. Okay? We don't have a document we can use. So, very frustrating. Okay, the public-private option for WPCA. Well, this is where I'll come back to the audit. Okay? Aquarian has not made a proposal as yet. They're waiting for audited figures. Okay. Did sit down with the auditor, Walt, the guy from Aquarian, so he can explain exactly what he was looking for, and Agata, and left the meeting thinking that they would have all those numbers in a week. They still don't have them. Okay. I'm not blaming anyone. All I'm saying is the numbers aren't there. I did speak to Walt today. And he did say that the auditor told him this morning that he was finishing up. So hopefully that gets to Aquarian. I did send a notice to the committee saying that there's no sense meeting until you have a proposal. And when the audited figures are done, then we'll have a proposal. So that's where things stand on that. And again, I have no idea whether that'll turn out to be anything worthwhile or not, okay? Same thing with the regional study. But again, we've done our due diligence as a committee to looking out for the best that we can get for the city of Derby. just frustrating. Okay. Phase five. Okay, who wants to talk about this? Ed, Rob?
I could start if you like.
Okay, go ahead.
So this is phase five of the infiltration inflow removal project. We're in construction with phase four. This phase will continue to focus on sub areas 8 and 10, which are in the east side of the city. We haven't selected the exact segments that we're going to line. There's a long list of segments to choose from, but as Ed mentioned earlier, that the city's the WPCA is going through CCTV inspection, so we want to look at that data as well. There might be some things that come up. So the first part would be to pick the best segments to line. It's very similar to phase 3 and 4. Same effort. We'll prepare the design drawings, specifications, go through the bid process, get a contractor on board, and work it through construction phase. Our fee I'm proposing is the same as phase 4. Our costs have gone up, but I think our efficiencies have gone up, so I'm proposing to do for the same fee as last year.
And again, this is part of our $270,000 a year commitment to doing this work. I think we've come a long way. I think we've met all our deadlines. I think this is important work, and we are seeing the benefits, right, Ed?
Absolutely.
So again, you have the proposal for the next phase and for design for the next phase. So we want to make a motion.
I'll make a motion to approve the proposal by Weston and Sampson.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
Discussion. Okay. Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Abstain. Okay, we'll get to work on that.
Thank
you. What are the chances we do this work this year?
Yeah, it could be done this year. It'll be not this fiscal year, but it'll
no,
be done.
No, that's fine. Because I don't think we have $270,000 left in this fiscal year.
Right.
When you the carryover would get us into next year. So.
Yeah, I think. You know, once we select the piping, what we want to do, we can design this during the summer. And knock on wood, we've been lucky bidding this thing at the end of the year into the following year, so that it's first on the contractor's list. You know, like doing the work right now, like in or even earlier March, so we can start it earlier. I'll try to get a sense as to what's the bidding feel is at the time, but it seems like winter has been working well.
Good. Okay.
Rob, can I ask something here? Have we been able to see any change in the water, the amount that we're processing since we're taking all this INI out with the storm drains tying into it? We did all that, right? The manholes that were tied into the sewer line versus the sanitary line rather than storm. But overall, I would think there should be some change starting to show on our amount of consumption or the water process that, you know, monthly. Say we're doing 1.3 million gallons a day. Is that the same as it was a year ago? Or 2 years ago?
I know you track, right? Maybe I could speak to that. I know you track that monthly. We've done it a while back.
Reported on this previously, so give us an update.
Yeah, I'll take this over for a second, Bob. Sure. Bob, to answer your question, it's in your day-to-day operations, it's hard to see a difference because, for example, our flow this year, as of now to this date, has been higher than it was last year. And that's because it's rained just about every other day, a couple days in a row. So we've had a much wetter season so far this year than we did years past. Where you are going to see this is during rain events is going to be the max peak inflow that comes in. Prior to the first phase, and we really noticed it in the second phase, after the second phase was done, we used to peak out, our meter would only read up to 10 million gallons a day peak. And we used to go well over that to the point where it couldn't read any higher than a 10 MGD. We have not, I think after phase two, we went down significantly. We didn't have a lot of high flow days up to 10, or we didn't have any over 10, I should say. I think we've had one or two close over the last couple of years, but nothing like we did before. So that's a clear cut indication that what we're doing is working, because we're going to see it the most during storm events.
Okay.
Some good news. Okay, I'll finish up with the transfers, and there's only one, the capital fee, capital account $85,423.70. What's your pleasure?
Make a motion to transfer.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained? Well, not bad. What's your pleasure with the adjourn? Something else to add?
Make a motion to adjourn.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained. All right, I've got to stop the recording here.